Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Jeannie. How are you?
I'm good. Who is this?
You can't tell by the accent.
It's Maddie.
Yes. I never knew I had an accent.
That was cute yesterday.
Oh, my God.
I knew what you said, too. I knew what you said because I have friends that live in New England. And you're in New England, right?
Actually, Dottie has the accent because she's up there.
Yes.
I'm not.
Yes, she does. She does. She does have an accent.
She has a bad. You know, listening, Dottie, you've got a bad.
I love it. I love all kinds of accents.
Yeah.
I think we probably all have different ones, you know.
From all over. I lived out in Illinois for a number of years. So when I went from New York to Illinois, it was like convoluted, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'm from the South, from Texas, so every now and then, my
you get the draw.
Drawl comes out. especially when I go back to visit.
Yeah?
Yeah. Or if I talk to my mom on the phone, I pick it up right away.
Yep.
So.
And I know my sister, particularly when she goes around her friend, she's been in Augusta for about 30 years now. I know she gets around her friends. I said to her, who is that person? You know, she puts it on.
Sure. Somebody else join us? Oh, go ahead.
Said, if you have a girlfriend from England, forget about her.
Oh,
wow,
yeah.
She gets around men. I really don't know what she's talking about.
I have to tell her to slow down just a little bit. That's great. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Char.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Doing well. We got a nice cool breeze this morning. It's wonderful. I think we're going to get cool weather here eventually. Cooler.
We're 58, so that's...
Oh, that's cool.
That's cool.
That's cool for me. I'm dreaming of my sweats. Can anybody else join us? I heard another beep, I think. Who's this? I was reading looking in the Rave Diet and Lifestyle book this morning a little bit. And the chapter I opened up to was about labels. It was interesting, the calories from fat. I know the label guy.
That's Novick.
Yeah, Novick, thank you. Yeah. Talks about something about where they say calories from fat, too. It seems like I haven't listened to that in a little bit. But this one, it's showing a label from macaroni and cheese. It says, which you should never eat. But... three circles you should focus on. The first is the calories from fat, and the manufacturers readily do the math for you. But this is 44% fat, and it says the calories are 250, and the calories from fat are 110. I guess you divide one into the other.
Right.
Yeah, okay, and you get 44%. I was like, wow. I had forgotten about that. And we should ideally find products with zero fat or less than 10% fat.
That knocks out a lot of them. Definitely
yeah.
Knocks out the majority of the processed and fast food.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then the next one is, total fat, saturated fat, and cholesterol, shown as a percentage of the daily calories. And you need to look for zeros there. And then the cholesterol... After the cholesterol is sodium, and this is a big item in the packaged products because it's used as a preservative, and percentages will vary all over the place. The lower, the better. And then look at the serving size. That's one I remember because it's hilariously, even in drinks, I bought an iced tea drink. It's actually the yerba mate. It's real clean on the ingredients, but the bottle is 2 servings. And so many of these jars are. They're 2 servings instead of 1. And so It's always good. And he gives the example of a candy bar. You know, most of those are two servings now, so they make the serving size smaller in order to disguise just how bad a product really is. Well, anyway, good to be reminded of those things. Good morning. Who else joined us?
Good morning. This is Lee.
Hi, Lee. How you doing?
Working at it.
Good.
How are you?
I'm great.
Doing great.
Yeah. Anybody else join us?
Good morning, Janie. It's Betty.
Hi, Betty. Good morning to you, too. Well, good. Do we have any, anybody have any comments or questions right off the bat this morning?
Oh, a quick one. I haven't cooked eggplant in ages. In fact, I can't remember ever cooking it. I remember having it as a kid, fried it in breadcrumbs. Anyway, I bought one, and this woman told me just to cut it in half, put salt on it, let it sit for half an hour, then put a little oil and garlic salt and bake it at a high heat.
Mm.
Anybody got any suggestions for someone who hasn't cooked eggplant before?
Well, you know what I did. I happened to have two of them last night, and we just poked them real good and put them in the oven at 375. I left it longer than, one of them was a little bigger than the other one, maybe about an hour or so, and just baked it, and then we put it in the fridge, cooled it off, and then we scooped it out. We actually made baba ganoush out of it, which is an eggplant dip. But there, do you have that Students Go Vegan cookbook?
Oh, yeah.
There is, I made last week, it's called Eggplant, some type of a spread, I think. Mediterranean eggplant spread in there, and it's really good. And you take, after you cook it, they say to cut them in half, like that gal had said, and then put it in the oven. I usually put them upside down, you know, like with the cut side down. And on a lightly oiled baking sheet, I usually use parchment paper, and then bake them until they get really wrinkled. It says here 35 minutes. And then take it out, let it cool, and then you scrape all that out, and you add, I think it's onions. Let me look here. I've got the book right here. Onions and garlic. Saute that together, and then add tomatoes. I think there's parsley in it and basil. And stir it up. Probably has some lemon juice, I think, in it. Yeah, it's a great recipe. It's on here. It's on page 54 in there. Anybody else have a recipe they like?
Wait, now, when you said you just cooked it, you didn't cut it or anything. You just punctured holes in it?
Yeah, what my husband did was just slice a slice in it. Like, put it on one side, he just sliced it. Not opening it up, but just a big slice. I usually poke mine like I do a potato.
So you don't eat it plain, then, it sounds like.
We have done that before, too. We've sliced it and grilled it and have eaten it plain. Yeah, with spices on it, put some oregano or basil.
And, like, mixed in with, if you sauteed in a little bit of broth, like you're roasting them or sauteing them, either one on top of the stove or could be in the oven, and with strips of red and yellow pepper.
Oh,
and then use it like a, well, you can use it like a, what am I trying to say, like a fajita. Fill a tortilla or use it on a open-faced sandwich.
Oh.
I've had them served that way, and it's really good. But I think I asked you, Jeannie, and you said you never let them set and do all that extra stuff that they talk about doing, right?
Yeah, you can just take it right out. Yeah, you don't have to.
A lot of times, half hour versus the salt.
No. They usually say that if you're going to make, like, eggplant parmesan, that's what the Italians would do, is let it pulls the moisture out of it.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Mm-hmm.
And the grocery
but I never do that.
I never bother with it, and you just, you know, maybe it takes a little longer for it to sauté to get the moisture out if you want it drier, but, gee, I want it moist anyway, so.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
actually, that's a great idea, like a fajita. That sounds good. Because eggplant would be kind of like you could use it as a meat substitute. In fact, what didn't Dottie say yesterday that she had a pizza somewhere, vegetarian pizza? And oh no, it was my husband told me they had gone for a pizza, and there was a vegetarian guy who was that way for religious reasons, and he looked at it and thought it was meat and gave it away, and it was eggplant. But he goes, no, it was delicious. It was eggplant.
Your baba ganoush recipe, what I use that for, because, you know, maybe other people wouldn't use it as much of it, but I use it for a dip for fresh vegetables. You know, it doesn't have to be crackers or bread that you're dipping in it, but just fresh vegetables. And that was not difficult to have a jar of that. It kept in the refrigerator for a number of days. We went through it. There was only a little tiny bit when I left it. I dumped out about a teaspoon or teaspoon and a half, and that was really good. And I thought that was easy, you know, for the way you used it.
Yeah, in fact, we just took the eggplant out of its skin, and I tried it in my little bullet thing. I ended up using my Bamix little mixer. But any kind of, like, a blender or something, or you can even do it by hand. And I put tahini, which is sesame paste,
mm-hmm.
sesame seed paste. We took one of the eggplants, I think it was 2 tablespoons of tahini we used, 1 tablespoon of lemon juice and 1 clove of garlic, and blended that right up, and it was delicious. And we had that last night with I made lentils and rice and tabbouleh salad, which is a parsley salad.
When I made the baba ganoush, I just cut it up and then mashed it up with a fork.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't have to be real creamy smooth. It can be kind of chunky. I mean, I don't know what it's supposed to be, but it tasted good.
Well, all the restaurants serve it differently, and I kind of overblended mine, and I would rather have it a little bit chunky. I like the texture of it.
I never thought of blending it. Char, you said you put peppers, and I know I have in the freezer some of the little pita things that you can put stuff inside of them.
That'd be good, I think.
So you put peppers and blend it?
No, I didn't blend it. I just put them in strips, just like you'd have pieces of, we had this in a deli at a hotel we stayed at, and it was so good that I just, you know, kind of duplicated it, because it was nothing but they were making a sandwich, and that's what they were putting on the sandwich. And they had a whole grain bread. And so I just duplicated it and used it like an open face. I've done it in tortillas. And in the pita bread, it would be great. It was yellow and red or orange, it doesn't matter, peppers. And then they had also strips of zucchini, small zucchini in with it. So, I mean, it's whatever sounds good, but those kind of Mediterranean vegetables, or that's the way I think of them, Jeannie, I don't know if I'm right or wrong.
Yeah.
You know, with making it sound that, and then whatever, you know, seasonings, I'm trying to do seasonings kind of to the cultures. I start doing that, and Jeannie's helped me a lot because of the way she cooks with different seasonings, and so you can do more. Oh, and garlic, I had garlic in with it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Garlic, a little onion, yeah, that sounds great. You know, and the zucchini and the peppers add such pretty color, too. I always like the color.
It can be served with the vegetables warm, or you could just have them room temperature. They could be chilled. The one we had originally was it was a warm sandwich, and so the vegetables were warm. They weren't, you know, hot, but they were warm, and so it was really good.
Okay, thank you for the ideas.
How's that, Lee?
Yeah.
You know, I also use them. With like the lasagna,
mm-hmm.
To use that and the marinara sauce, and just layer it. And sometimes I use zucchini in there or summer squash in layers with the eggplant and marinara sauce and just bake it, and it's great.
Yeah. I want to try that. I haven't done that yet. It's been a while. I'm going to do that too.
Do you put that cheese in too?
Sometimes I use the rice cheese with it, yes. Or the vegan Parmesan, whatever I have around that way.
That's how long would you bake that, you think? Probably just 20 minutes or so, probably?
Just about a half hour, yeah.
Yeah, 20, 30. Okay. Good.
Hi, this is Dottie.
Hi, Dottie.
Hey, I have a question. On beans, if you keep forgetting to soak them overnight, is there a way that you can cook them, boil them and then bake them? Or do you have to soak them overnight? Is there a protocol for that, or what?
What do you think, Char? Char would know that. I have to look in my book.
Hit me off of mute. You said just regular beans?
Yeah, just regular, I have a recipe that I could put in the crock pot and have it cook all day, and then it's really delicious. But
okay, all you need to do, I'm sorry for interrupting you, all you need to do is bring them to a boil, any bean, doesn't matter what kind of bean it is that I know of. I rinse my beans because sometimes I just look to make sure there's not a little rock chip or something like that. Once in a great while, you could find it. So after I do that, I put them on to boil in water about 2 inches above the level of the bean, at least 2 inches above the level of the bean. Bring them to a boil. Once they boil, turn the burner off and let them set for 1 hour. Drain them and then put fresh water on. Cover them again, put it well over the bean level, and then simmer them, bring them to a boil, and simmer them for, usually around 30 minutes on most beans. Some take a little longer, others will maybe take 5 minutes less. In our cookware, it goes faster. So check them, because the other day I did garbanzos, and I didn't set the timer, and they were softer than I wanted them. So I used them in a different kind of dish, just because I like the texture of them, and I don't want them to end up tasting like canned beans or just overcooked beans. But any bean you do that, I have not soaked overnight for I don't know how many years.
So you basically parboil them first, let them set for an hour, right? Is that what
right.
you said? And then
right.
Then empty water, and then fill it up again and let it simmer about another hour?
No, about 30 minutes, and then check
minutes.
The beans, unless you want
okay.
them really soft, especially
okay.
if you're in our cookware.
Okay.
And then
they should be all right to put in the crock pot and...
Okay, taste them. They should be the texture that you want them to be or close. They can still be a little bit firm. If you're going to let... It depends on whether you're leaving it on low or high. If you're going to leave it on high... Then I would, or you put it on high, then I wouldn't cook them as long. And
I usually put them on low and just let them
go. Don't put any ingredients in with them until they're tender, because some ingredients prevent the cooking and softening of the beans. And I can't remember what it's like, acidic, or I don't know. Do you remember what the gene?
Yeah, I believe it's acidic, and you don't want to add salt. You can put things like what I do is I'll put a bay leaf, or if I want to do that, I'll put onion or garlic. You can put cumin in there if you're doing a Mexican or a Spanish or a Mediterranean thing, because those won't hurt the bean. But it is the acidic thing. I'm looking for my bean thing here because it'll say.
Because I cooked them and ended up cooking them for like 6-8 hours. Boiling them, and they still never got tender, and I realized it was because I added the ingredients to the pan when they were simmering to bring them up to the, tender point. And just tell people, leave everything out until you've got them tender, And then add your all your seasonings and then put it in the crock pot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it says here only after beans are soft should you add salt or unrefined sea salt, miso, tamari, and soy sauce sugars, and any acidic ingredients like tomatoes, wine, or lemon.
There you go.
While you're cooking them, you could use chopped onion, garlic, traditional digestive spices like bay leaf, cumin, kombu, which is that sea vegetable. I never thought about that. Wow. Yeah. And then the finishing touch would be, you know, you could add your, you know, if you want to add, what does it have here, dry red wine, miso, roasted sesame seeds, brown rice vinegar, fresh parsley, garlic, all those things, the fresh ones. Yep.
That's awesome. All right.
Good.
I know.
Good.
I've been just sitting on my couch for the past 3 weeks trying to remember to, you know, to do it. And I remember it when I get up in the morning. I'm like, oh, shoot. I know there's got to be, you know, I knew you girls would figure it out.
Well, you know,
you'd have an answer for me.
Oh, I've been doing the same thing, going, oh, geez, I forgot to soak those overnight, so I'm glad you brought it up.
I remember when I used to bake beans way, way back in my younger days, and I used to put the pork rinds and everything, but they used to say put baking powder or baking soda in it so you wouldn't have the gas.
Mm-hmm.
Has anybody ever heard of that?
I have. I think it's baking soda. I don't think it would be baking powder, but I, you know, I've never done it.
Yeah, I remember it was something. I can't remember. I'm looking here to see.
Okay, this recipe calls for 2 pounds of dry beans, 4 cups, a third of a cup of olive oil, salt, onions, brown sugar, molasses, salt, dry mustard powder, and black pepper. And then you put it all together in the crock pot.
Hmm.
Oh, so it's not telling you to pre-cooked beans?
It says soak beans overnight. Yeah,
oh,
it does. Bring to boil, and then the next morning, bring to boil, then reduce heat and simmer until tender, about approximately an hour.
Okay, well, if you were following that recipe, then the substitute for soaking them overnight would be just putting them in the water, bringing them to a boil, letting them set for an hour. That would be equivalent to soaking them overnight.
Oh.
So, you know, maybe you could delete that whole step of then simmering them until they were tender. Would you think, Jeannie?
Yeah. Yeah. Because you're going to cook them how long in the crock pot?
Well, I'm just going to put them in. It says cook on high. Oh, well, you know what on here it says cook on high for 8 hours, but I've never, I've always put it on low. I don't know.
Well, cooking it the way they said, all you'd need to do is, I mean, you wouldn't need to cook them beforehand if you cook them on high.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you just
do that
you
first.
Just, let them sit for an hour after you've simmered them, and then
mm-hmm.
just put them in the crock pot and then put it on high for 8 hours?
Yeah, and put all the rest of your stuff in just like they say. It should come out.
Yeah.
Now, is there yellow eye beans? Are those good baking beans?
Yellow
what are they?
Yellow eye beans.
I'm not sure I've heard of those.
Uh-uh. Yellow eye beans.
Yeah, that's what they're called. They're white with brown. A little circle of round and a little dot right in the middle of them all.
Sounds like a black-eyed pea to me.
Yeah, it sounds like that's what I was going to say. Black-eyed pea is what I'd call them. Unless there's something I haven't seen, which I know there's something I haven't seen.
Yeah. And this is, then I have red kidney beans. I don't know which one to make.
Oh, you can just use it. You know, the other day I made a... I think it's in the Students Go Vegan cookbook, too. It's greens and black beans quesadilla. Well, I didn't have any black beans. I had them in the unsoaked version. I had them in my pantry, and I thought, oh, gee. So I had just a few beans. They had come out of the can. They were those salad beans that had garbanzos and kidney beans and one other bean. I can't remember. I had just a few because I'd sprinkled them on a salad and rinsed them really good, and I just used those instead. And they were delicious. You mash them, you know, in the recipe it says to mash them a little bit before you, and I used collard greens. It was really quite delicious. So you can intersperse your beans and interchange them.
Yeah, because I was thinking the recipe calls for 2 pounds of dry beans, and I have a pound of the yellow beans or the yellow eye beans and kidney beans. Maybe I'll mix them and see what happens. I guess it's not so bad, you know, see something different. And that salad that you were talking with, the garbanzo beans, I make a salad that's really awesome that I make, and that's what I do too. I put them over the over a salad. And the thing I've been really hooked on is that I bake a potato, and then I cut the potato up while it's warm, and then I put that on top of the salad, the three bean mixture, and the baked potato. Oh, man. Really
yummy.
Good. Yeah. It fills
Sounds
you up.
Good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Really good.
Good.
But thank you.
Good bean discussion. Anybody else have any comments? Oh, excuse me. Go ahead.
No, I'm
sorry.
I went to know tomorrow how they came out.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Anybody else?
Yeah, hey, I made that perfect protein salad this week, and it was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
What a great salad.
Yes, it is. That is a really good one, too, and I'm going to make that again this week.
I made it down here at the beach, and everybody liked it.
Mm-hmm. I think that's great.
Nice to have those ones that you can throw together, and the more you throw them together, the faster it goes for you because you're used to it, especially one that will make a nice size amount, and it's great leftover. The dressing may separate a little bit from it, but all you have to do is stir it up.
Yeah, that's super.
Good. Speaking of that, I made again, in the Students Go Vegan book, I grabbed this quickly before I went to the grocery store, obviously, because I made a few recipes out of it. There's one in there called Spanish Tomato Soup, which is really, it's a hit. My husband said, wow, this is really good. We could have that again. So that's always a good sign. And it's pretty quick. It has, the base is made with miso. And I just happen to have some miso in my fridge, so miso and water. And it has garlic and onions, and then you thin slice these potatoes, white potatoes or Yukon Golds, it said. And then a little paprika and one large tomato chopped and some dried thyme. And, of course, I was adding spices at a lightning speed, and I grabbed the thyme, opened it up, and dumped it. Well, the top was off. A little shaker, so I put like 8 teaspoons in. I had to dig some of it out. It was so funny. I thought, oh, what happened to the top? And so I had a lot of time. It just called for like a half a teaspoon, and it had much more than that. And then any kind of your beans, can white beans or navy beans or kidney beans or whatever, and simmer it for like 25 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes or something. The potatoes are sliced real thin. You quarter them lengthwise and then slice them really thin. So you just basically cook it until they're done. But it turned out really good. It's a delicious soup. It's got a lot of fun things and a big salad on the side. And I know we're coming into fall weather and things. I start thinking about soups.
You need the protein salad. Is that in the Food and Go Vegan book?
No, I think Shard sent that one down not too long ago.
Mary Lou sent it down. I sent
Mary
it.
Lou.
Yeah, both of us sent it down. So
this is that's a real good one. It says Alyssa 8608 on it. I don't know if that's who the recipe came from, maybe. But that's a good one. him. He's grinding. Oh, good. Well, any other questions about anything, comments? How's everybody doing with their lifestyle choices? I guess I should say this is the advanced lifestyle call now that we're at the end, almost. And we've all, most of us on the call, have chosen a great way to eat for longevity and for health. And I like to call it a plant-based, whole grain way to eat. And it's really quite a lot of fun. There's lots and lots and lots of foods and choices and recipes, and it's always kind of fun. And I know I just feel better when I eat this way. So, anybody, we have any new people on the call, perhaps?
I was just thinking the same thing, Jeannie, when you asked that, and I was going to say a reminder to remember the other parts, like how important it is to get our exercise in, and I can't wait to get back wearing the cardio strides again, and or weighted anyway, and also the amount of sleep that we're supposed to have, the other parts, not letting our body get too starved. I think this is probably the easiest one for us to remember because we get on signals, don't we, when we are getting close to another meal. It's like we've got to have something. I reached in my bag yesterday because we were on the road in town, and I found a banana, and I go, oh, yay, I did have a banana, and it was from the day before. I hadn't eaten it, and I hadn't taken it back out, and I thought, oh, this saves me until I get home.
Mm-hmm. So true. I always try to have something like that in my purse, too, a bar or something. And I like those. Who are they? They're made by the Nectar ones.
Cliff
Bar, yeah. The Nectar bars. I try to have one of those somewhere around and then have a bite or two off of it. They have some good flavors there. But that's true. The exercise, and that's something that I've incorporated back into my lifestyle. You know, my body responds so quickly when I, if I've laid off my exercise like sometimes I do, it responds very quickly when I do regular exercise. It's wonderful. And it makes me mentally feel very good. I don't know if it's the oxygen to the brain when I'm actually having to breathe deeper or something, but that is important. And then water, drinking our water, keeping a good count of that. You know, these things have gotten easier for me, too, over the last year or so. Maybe I'm making them more of a habit. Does anybody else find that?
Yes, and I think some of it, too, especially with the exercise for me in the summertime, it's really easy because I do the outdoor activities where I automatically get it because of the way I go about doing things. Like, for example, gardening will definitely take care of the physical exercise, at least the way I garden. I don't just, you know, sit on a stool and pull a weed here and there. And so I've got the cardiovascular up. I've got the, you know, the different muscle groups I'm using. But then I slide into fall, and I forget that I'm not gardening and I'm not getting that same level of exercise, and really, really need to make sure that I'm doing some form of, you know, structured exercise, because I'm not going to get the same amount of movement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This takes some thought, you know, to what we're doing.
Can I just interrupt for a minute? Because I'm making these beans while I'm talking to you, I'm listening to the call. Should I cover them? Do you cover them when you simmer them, or you just...
When I bring them to a boil, until they boil, yeah, I do, but watch though, your pan doesn't, just because they'll boil faster. Just once they start bubbling, I mean really bubbling, then turn the burner off.
So, okay. You can cover them. Cover them would be all right or not?
Yeah, it's
have to, or?
Need to cover them.
Yeah, okay.
I do.
Thank you.
So we've got our three meals and two snacks, right? Or if you want to just call them three snacks. No. I'm looking for the points again. Nutrition, and so our food, and then exercise, water, sleep, And then journaling?
Yeah, and nutritionals.
And the nutritionals, okay. I wrote down nutrition for the food, yeah, so nutritionals.
Yeah, same easy steps we've always used. It's just, you know, the creating the habits to make sure they're all included.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess we don't take journaling as seriously once we really get used to doing this because, the value of journaling, even though we've done it for a while, my illustration that comes to mind, Jeannie, is the fact that it's easy, especially going into the cooler months, to stack in heavy on the starches. I was looking at a school lunch they served. They were trying to improve the school lunches. It was, what was it? It was potatoes, corn, and potatoes, corn, and pizza.
Oh.
Now, excuse me. That's nowhere near a balance. And so if you were journaling and you wrote that down, I think, you know, I would think if you ate it, you would realize, or if you looked at what you were doing, you'd realize. But sometimes it might skip you, or you might have dishes that included different starches in the meal, like if you're doing leftovers or something. I've had that happen and realize after I dished them up, oh, my gosh, there's rice in two of these, or there's rice and potatoes in the combination of the three different leftovers that I've dished up. And so if you got yourself into trouble or you didn't feel the way you should after that, well, there's good reason. So that, again, is a value of doing journaling, and especially when you're starting out and you're doing your tracking to see what it is you've eaten and how you feel, how your body responds. So.
Mm-hmm. True. I do that, too. I'll go, oh, I just don't feel quite right. What did I eat? You know, yeah, and I think probably would do better if I did write it down more. I'm going to make a note here to do that. Most of the time I can remember kind of what I have eaten, but if it goes back a few days, then of course I don't. But like from yesterday, I remember what we had. But then there are little, I'm quite a snacker, you know, so sometimes I may grab things on the fly, you know, well, let me just grab this, and then I might not remember those things. So, good comments. Well, if there's not, anybody else have something they'd like to offer this morning or a question? Maybe we can get off on our, this is the last day of the month, September 30th, oh my goodness. And that special is still running, the sleep system special, I remember, Char, you had talked about it yesterday and reminded me yesterday of it again, so I'll put that, you know, it's not over till it's over. We've got till midnight tonight. So if you know anyone that is looking for sleep systems and or looking for, you know, just think back through your list of folks. And I guess we'll call it a day then.
Well, good call as usual, Jeannie. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, everybody makes it that way. I appreciate everybody's comments and thank you for calling and listening in, and we'll be back again tomorrow morning. Now have it, make it a great day.
Bye, Jeannie. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.